important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kyle and Kate with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Australia's richest woman and mining industry leader, Gina Rinehart, has addressed a speech towards Queensland Resources Council, criticising the tightening restrictions on mining sites. She argues that mining is crucial for Australia's critical resources industries, living standards and national defence. Her solution for this lack of mining is to educate children about the importance of iron ore. Rinehart is vocally disapproving of Australia's high school curriculum, which mentions climate change 48 times. She finishes the speech encouraging locals to discuss the importance of mining for at least 10 minutes a day.
Queensland's Labor government announces reconfigured cabinet, including changes to three key positions. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk confirmed several changes to minister portfolios, including the ministers for health, housing and youth crime. Labor MP Di Farmer will return to her previously held role of Youth Justice Minister, while the state's youngest minister, Megan Scallion, will take on the housing portfolio. The new Minister for Health, Shannon Fentiman, will replace Yvette Dath, who held the position throughout the COVID-19 pandemic.
In national news, Australia has decided to provide drone equipment and training to the Philippines to control the South China Sea. Australian allies, the US and Philippines, have proposed joint naval patrols amid tensions with China. In response to these proposals, Australia Foreign Minister Penny Wong said that, quote, "We are open to cooperating with all our partners to exercise freedom of navigation and overflight." She further added that Australian citizens want a region that is predictable and has approaches to overcome these tensions.
A national disability advocacy group condemns police conduct in the tasering of a 95-year-old dementia patient who was believed to be holding a knife. The president of the People with Disability Australia, Nicole Lee, has labelled the tasering of Claire Nowland on Wednesday as a very poor lack of judgment on behalf of police, and has emphasised the need for more training around de-escalation tactics for people with psychosis or dementia. Ms Nowland is now in critical condition at Coomer Base Hospital, and New South Wales Police are investigating the incident, which will be subject to an independent review.
In international news, the northern Italy town of Emilia-Romagna has suffered catastrophic floods that have left over 20,000 locals homeless and 13 confirmed dead. This area of Italy received half of its annual rainfall in less than 36 hours. Italy is particularly susceptible to natural disasters due to its varied geology, making the land prone to floods and landslides. Environmental correspondent for The Guardian, Damien Gale, argues that despite it being too soon to link the disaster to climate change, it is a reminder that as carbon dioxide increases, so too does extreme weather. Col Duretti, an Italian farmers group, has outlined how the number of extreme weather events recorded last summer was five times more than those recorded a decade ago.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.